Friday, 29th of March, 2024. Maybe today. At midday, O King, along the road, I saw a light from heaven, brighter than the sun, shining around me and those who journeyed with me. Acts 26:13. A bit more precisely, the Greek reads, midday on the road, O King, I saw from heaven, beyond the brightness of the sun, a light having shone around me and those journeying with me. CG. In the previous verse, Paul noted that he was journeying to Damascus with the authority and commission of the chief priests. Now he continues his words stating, midday, on the road, O King. In Acts 22:6, Paul uses the term peri mesembrian, about midday. However, he now says, himiras mises, or day mid. They mean essentially the same thing, but it shows that he was not peculiar about the specifics of time. It also shows that this is not simply a faked narrative where the author went back and copied what he had already said. Instead, Luke is detailing Paul's words, which are focused less on the specific timing than on the event itself. He next says, I saw from heaven. The light is from above. It wasn't the sun itself, and it wasn't something shining the reflection of the sun. Rather, its source is separate from and greater than that of the sun. Understanding this, he next says, beyond the brightness of the sun. The words that what he saw was brighter than the sun are unique to this verse. The light was beyond anything in the heavens. The redeemed are also said to shine magnificently in Daniel 12:3 and in Matthew 13:43. As this is so, how much more magnificently does the Lord shine in his exaltation? As this glorious radiance exceeded even that of the sun in brilliancy, and because it was from heaven, Paul would have been completely overwhelmed in the splendor of the light, something he avows is the case, saying, a light having shone around me and those journeying with me. The light literally encompassed the men as they traveled. Imagine what their thoughts must have been at this time. Paul's generality concerning the time of day is not where his detail is centered. Rather, he was giving those gathered an account that was focused on the magnificence of Christ. Life application. It is not uncommon for people to take Paul's words from the various times he tells about this divine visitation and look for a contradiction in what he is saying. They do this in order to diminish the power of Scripture in the eyes of those they are trying to deceive. Some do it to dismiss Christianity altogether, while some do it to call into question Paul's apostleship. When looking at individual translations, it is possible to come up with apparent contradictions in Paul's words. However, in the Greek and in properly translated versions, those supposed contradictions are removed. This is also the case with other parts of Scripture. For example, people will argue over Isaiah 7:14, which uses a word that does not necessarily mean virgin, and then call into question the citation of that as virgin in the New Testament. All of a sudden, it appears that Matthew has made an error, but Matthew is not citing the Hebrew text of Isaiah. Rather, he cites the Greek translation, the Septuagint, which predates the coming of Christ by hundreds of years, and which was translated by Greek-speaking Jews. They knew that Jesus would be born of a virgin, that is why they chose a Greek word that means virgin. So, you can see how deceivers, knowing full well that these things are so, will still try to trip people up and ruin their faith. This is why it is important to study such things. In closely evaluating Scripture, you will see that God is carefully instructing his people in the details of the greatest story ever told. Above all else, the Bible is focused on the person and work of Jesus Christ. Be confident in this. God has given us a sure and reliable word. Trust that it is so. Lord God, help us in our times of doubt or weakness to be strong in our faith. May we be about the business of being grounded in your word and in a right application of it in our daily lives. Yes, help us in this, O God. Amen.
On the way there, at noon, I saw a light from heaven. The light was brighter than the sun. It flashed all around me and the men who were travelling with me.
Act 32, verse 13.